This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Sudan's army appeared to gain the upper hand on Sunday in a bloody power struggle with rival paramilitary forces after blasting its bases with airstrikes. At least 61 civilians were killed, including three UN workers. VOA's Steve Karish has more.
The fighting erupted on Saturday between army units loyal to General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, head of Sudan's Transitional Governing Sovereign Council, and the paramilitary Rapid Support Force, or RSF, led by General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, who is deputy head of the council. Efforts by neighbors and regional bodies to end the violence intensified on Sunday. That included an offer by Egypt and South Sudan to mediate between the fighting parties. Steve Karish, VOA News.
Suspected militants kill dozens in Burkina Faso. VOA's Joe Ramsey with that story.
At least 32 defense volunteers and 10 soldiers have died in suspected attacks in insurgency-hit northern Burkina Faso, officials said on Sunday. A detachment of soldiers and the civilian volunteers was the target of an attack by unidentified armed men on Saturday, the local governor said. The army said the death toll was 40, 8 soldiers and 32 defense volunteers, also claiming at least 50 quote-unquote terrorists were neutralized in a counterattack, including a number killed in airstrikes. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Leaders and diplomats from Europe have worn a path to Beijing since Chinese leader Xi Jinping was anointed president for a third time. The European Union wants Xi to persuade President Vladimir Putin to end Russia's costly war on Ukraine. It's also concerned about a military escalation around Taiwan. China launched war games there after French President Emmanuel Macron visited. This is VOA News. Diplomats from the Group of Seven wealthy democracies are meeting in Japan. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Russia's war in Ukraine is consuming much of the agenda today as G7 diplomats gather for talks meant to pave the way for action by G7 leaders when they meet next month. Japanese Foreign Minister Yoshimasa Hayashi says the world must reject Russia's aggression against Ukraine and its threats of the use of nuclear weapons.
By doing so, we will demonstrate to the world the G7's strong determination to uphold the international order based on the rule of law.
G7 diplomats are also promising a tough stance on China's increasing threats to Taiwan and on North Korea's unchecked tests of long-range missiles. I'm Donna Water.
A top Ukrainian official says more than 100 Ukrainian prisoners of war have been released in a major Easter exchange with Russia. Orthodox Ukrainians are marking the holiday for a second time since Moscow unleashed its full-scale war more than 1 year ago. Celebrations were subdued Sunday because of security risks, with a curfew barring the faithful from customary all-night services. The top Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee says the military needs to do a better job of securing confidential information in the wake of sensitive documents being leaked by a 21-year-old Air National Guardsman. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The system failed.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who's in the Middle East, tells ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos he's hearing foreign dignitaries complain about the release of damaging and embarrassing information.
I can promise you it's been very damaging. There's information about Mossad supposedly helping the protesters. There's information about the air defense capability of Ukraine, and everybody in the region's really worried.
He says, why would anyone share secrets with the U.S. if a low-level military member can leak it out? I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Israeli government says it won't scrap judicial overhaul plans despite ongoing mass protests. The AP's Mimi Montgomery.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu may have paused reform plans for now, but protesters are still turning up in numbers. Weekly protest organizers say they will put pressure until the plans are completely thrown out. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press and asked about public anger, Netanyahu insists judiciary reform is needed.
I look for a broad consensus on the judiciary.
Currently on trial on corruption charges, the plan could give Netanyahu and his government allies final say in appointing judges and see parliament gain authority to overturn the Supreme Court. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
And from Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.